saw what happened yesterday.
You know, Smith's got a slight contusion to his right knee. He's day to day, and be available off the bench. So.
Still not doing any like extra testing.
No, he woke up good this morning. You know, so we'll take him. Probably he'll probably hit in the cage because it's a bruise. Obviously, you know, we'll probably reduce the amount of running we do today. But again, available to come off the bench.
You guys made a decision about whether you plan to skip that fifth row starter spot or
Smith. We have not made that decision yet. With that day off, I feel like we'll probably wait to see what happens up until then.
Yeah, it, a lot of young colleagues of mine, very intelligent, they say they have read some stats that said that Smith makes some plays even better than the guy you guys had here last year.
Right.
Of course, my older eyes, you know, I'm tempted to believe those things. I saw the other guy for a few years. But the question is, you think this guy has a talent to be a very solid foot baseman for the years to come?
You know, I think he's grown a lot in these first 2 months of the season there. As you talk about your young colleagues, they are accurate in terms of the assessment, and StatCast has Smith is one of the best third basemen and outs above average over there. I think he's done a great job, you know, at learning the position on the fly very quickly and being able to play it very well.
Yeah, does he have the talent to move over to shortstop if that was the case in your future plans?
Well, I think Smith has the talent to play shortstop. He played it throughout the minor leagues. It's his natural position. And his actions through spring training, the limited time we saw him there, the games that he did play, we all liked his actions at short. So I think he has the ability to play there in the future for sure. Yeah, I'm, you know, in terms of Honeywell, he's, you know, obviously grinding through this injury. You know, it's got to be tough mentally for him, but I think the reward comes tomorrow when he actually gets the ball in his hand and gets to play catch. I think he's been a great teammate. He's here every day. One of the first to the ballpark to get his treatment done and to be in the locker room, to be out here with the guys and continue to support his teammates. It says a lot about his character.
Frank Young's kind of progressed over the years to like now. What have you seen as kind of maybe the biggest grown in? Because I mean, he's been a hard thrower and had some pretty, you know, nasty stuff. But just in terms of what you saw early on to what you see now, what have you kind of seen?
Yeah, I think early on Frankie was a thrower like you described. I think he's a pitcher now who's able to set hitters up. The biggest growth in his development, I think, was the split finger. It's an equalizer to the fastball. And another weapon from that standpoint as a strikeout pitch. So I think you've seen him grow in his confidence and his leadership. You know, last year was a great year to be a part of a staff that he wasn't a leader of, but yet a big part of. Scotty is not doing anything more. Continuing to stay on just the current kind of program. So.
What are some of the reports you get
in? Just one game. They got rained out Saturday. He played Sunday. Had four at bats. I think he'll catch today. That's the plan. So check in after that.
With the cap, Scott, is it just something? Is it like lingering?
Yeah, calves are really hard. They're really difficult. I had a calf linger for 6 or 8 weeks. Ended up eventually getting me released because I just wasn't healthy enough. So calves are they're tough. They're tough injuries. They take a long time. You know, you might feel great one day, push it, you know, the next, and have some soreness. So. You know, other than knowing some of the guys just from watching them growing up in the game, not a real personal level connection. But looking forward to their day and honoring them and getting to, you know, officially meet some of them for the first time. It'd be great. I am not. I'm off day to go see family. Yeah.